How you doing?
Fine, sir.
What's happened?
Sir?
What's news?
Well, it's really not very quiet here. We're about the only ones here, as a matter of fact. There's not much going on. Bill Doherty called me a while ago to tell me he'd been checking the Senate committee very carefully, and they're going to meet again Monday. He said Mike Manitos told him that we wanted to hold to the $10,000 figure, but he says it's very touch and go, and he's not sure whether we can or not. The chairman himself has very little heart for it. Most of the members don't either, but that's what they're trying to do. George Mahon called me last night, said you had tried to reach him and he'd been out, and I told him I imagined you just wanted to report on how things were going along, and he's rather discouraged. He thinks that Conti's been firmed up a good deal. And
on our side?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And thinks that probably all of them but Natcher are in pretty good shape, but Natcher's not, and he doesn't think he will be. And he thinks it really is about 6-6.
See if you can't talk to Earl and see if we can't do something for him some way or other to where he won't go along with them and their cut, even if he'll moderate ours.
Well, Henry Wilson told me this morning that whether it's Larry or him, had been in touch with Natcher, and Natcher wants, he thinks, a cut, but perhaps not all of the cut that Passman wants.
Well, just see if Earl won't go try to see what our program ought to be.
All right.
We can't take that. We can't take let Passman win it. Now, we've got to have come up with a counter offer somewhere.
All right.
Anything, Jesse?
Not a word.
What does Abe say about this?
Abe's in Connecticut. I talked to him just once long distance and told him about it, and really he didn't do much with it. Abe's in Connecticut. I talked to him just once long distance and told him about it, and really he didn't have much in the way of suggestions. He said that he had talked with his wife, and that as far as the general information was concerned, wasn't much we could do about it. They were entitled to it. As far as the names of the people, they weren't entitled to it. He couldn't see that it hurt too much, that these contributions were small and legitimate. Didn't see how they could make too much out of it.
Anything else? Anything on Ted Kennedy?
Well, I've been getting the tickers right along. I talked to, during the middle of the night, I guess George Reedy told you to, the doctor. He's very serious, but he's holding his own, and he's got to...
Not any question about him dying, is it?
Doctor said he didn't think so, that he felt sure he was going to live, although his pulse was not strong and he was in and out of shock, and that he had a broken back and very serious.
What does that mean? Do you recover from that?
Yes, sir. Perhaps not completely, but...
What caused it, you know?
Fog, and they were coming in for a landing at... this little airport up there near to where they were having this convention, and weather was not too good. They don't know for sure all the same, everything about what caused it.
What kind of plane?
I don't know. All the articles refer to it as a small plane. I don't know the brand. I'm sure you've seen the ticker items on Linda.
Yeah, about taking her off the plane.
Yes, sir. Papers all indicate that you had a tumultuous reception.
Oh, I did, but they all gave me $500,000 except the New York Times and the Washington Post.